Welcome to the instruction period. So since this is the final full day, not the end of the retreat, but the final full day, what you will probably notice is that the mind tends to rush to the future. So let's begin our instructions today just by sitting quietly together, paying attention to every single breath, just to establish attention, focus, and concentration. So simply breathing in and breathing out, following the path of the breath, but making a rather quiet determination to notice every single breath and all the subtleties that you experience as you breathe. So just for a few minutes, please.
Pitch, inhalation, the timing of the breath and pitch.
Each exhalation, noticing each inhalation, the turning of the breath, and the opposite. Sustaining attention on the breath. And now, rather gently shifting your attention to the pleasant sensations as you breathe. So that was simply just to settle and calm the mind before we go on to the next instructions in the section on mindfulness of the Dharma. However, this method of really paying attention to the breath until attention is established, where we notice each breath, each in-breath, each out-breath, we notice the still points, we sustain attention. So once we can do that, we can then shift to the pleasant sensations. And when we're just rather steady there with equanimity, so not rushing after anything pleasant, then this is essentially the way that we enter the deeper states of stillness and meditation practice. So I'm just letting you know, in case you would like to practice with this at some point. Some of you will find it rather easy to maintain focus or concentration, and for others it will be rather more difficult. It depends what kind of mind we have. But the more we practice, the more focused and the more easy it is to bring attention to each breath and then to shift to the pleasant sensations, and then to deepen into practice without clinging even to the pleasant. So the next instruction that we're focusing on today in mindfulness of the Dharma is breathing in, contemplating cessation. So again, it's a reflection, it's a contemplation, but it's also pointing towards a direct experience of cessation. Cessation means the ending of something. I'm not saying sensation. Cessation. Can somebody please give me the Hebrew for cessation? Okay, everybody clear? It's the ending of something. So when we sit, we notice the ending of the breath, the ending of the moment, the ending of a sensation, or even the ending of a thought. Or we might notice the ending of an attachment. The ending right now. So we're paying attention to the ending, and then of course we will see the unfolding process, but the attention goes towards the ending. It's a you know, it's often seen as a meditation on death, the death of the body. In the tradition, of course, the monks are often taken to the morgues to sit with the bodies in order to reflect on the nature of the body, and that death will greet us all. So it's a practice, but what I'm asking you to do here is to really notice the small deaths, if you like. Then we perhaps can see the death of our fear or the death of a particular attachment. So the instruction is breathing in, contemplating, cessation, breathing out, contemplating, cessation. So did anybody have a direct experience of cessation or contemplating cessation? Yes, at the back, please. Okay, so no boundary between beginning and ending, starting and ending. So with birth, there's death. With death, there's birth. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Stay there all the time.
Ah.
Actually, it's more like figuring.
Okay.
And it's more like soap bubbles. It's like,
yeah.
It's up and it's gone. And it's up and it's gone.
Yes.
And I'm not saying it's pleasant or unpleasant. It's just like popping.
Okay. So the thought is like a soap bubble popping. She thought it was there all the time, but it's not. It's impermanent. And of course, the soap bubble is empty. There, it has no substance. Thought has no substance. Empty. Empty of self. So when we relate to thoughts in this way, when we see the emptiness of the thought, it's transforming. Yes. 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 No. Yeah, it was okay to, yeah, not a problem. So, okay. So if I really dive into the blackness, into the void, is this it? Oh, it meaning what? Okay. So the blackness was not scary, it was inviting, perhaps a little bit scary. And then there's the thought, will there be nothingness? Sometimes in the Dharma, this word nothingness is used, but actually it's a translation of akinchana, which means no thingness. So that's rather different. It's not that we're entering something where everything disappears, but rather we see that objects in and of themselves are empty of inherent existence. This is an understanding of the emptiness of all form. Yes. The taste of the mango from breakfast was receding, ceasing, ending. Oh, what a pity. Yes. 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 Okay. Beautiful. The smell, the cessation of the smell, the sound of the cicada, the cessation of the sound. Okay. So there's the arising and the ceasing and the arising and the ceasing of this extraordinary universe in which we live. Was there a problem anywhere? Ah, okay. So when we're with the cessation, with a non-clinging mind, we simply see this unfolding life, this unfolding extraordinary potential. We live in it. We are actually part of it. And we can just be with it. with extraordinary freedom. So right there is something wonderful. It's ordinary freedom and extraordinary at the same time. Yes, somebody else. Yes. He said waves of heat and cold. Yes. So deformed, did you say? Yeah. Okay, so the cessation of your ordinary sense of I am the body, is that what you mean? Okay. Oh, okay. So there was a momentary sense of what? Freedom from the ordinary perception of body. Okay. The organs were not connected as usual, it seemed. So sometimes we can have a perception, there can be this shift in perception, and the body isn't experienced as it normally is. And what this experience does is it shakes up or shows us in a surprising way that we can actually have a different perception of reality, that perhaps our view of reality isn't necessarily the only one. So it opens the mind to more possibility. Yes. He said he's looking at all the things that come to awareness and they've ended. Yes? Looking at the life backwards, he said, because there's no present moment. Okay, let's explore a little bit here. So you're seeing the ending of things. How do you know the ending? Yes. So everything that comes to awareness is, it's happened. Okay. So it's happened. It's the past. It's the past. There's the past, the past, the past. What about the awareness itself? The awareness is. Yes. So we can rest into that awareness. The awareness doesn't actually go anywhere. We can always access awareness. And awareness is that mechanism that reveals what's happening. The awareness, when we rest into it, gives us that sense of present moment experience. Yeah. Awareness is empty too. It's fluid. It's empty in the sense that it doesn't have thingness, but awareness never fills up either. It doesn't overflow. Can't. We can always come to awareness. And when we come to awareness, we sometimes get a sense of the timelessness. Everything seems in the past. So past is finished. If you explore more, present seems to be finished. Future not here. This is timelessness. When we know that which is not bound to time, we know the unaging. got that? Yes, he said it felt liberating because I don't have to do anything with what's happening because it's already happening. It's true. So consciousness is unaging. It's not bound to time. That's why when people are dying, they often say, I don't feel old. My mother said that. She said, I don't feel old. And it's because consciousness is unaging. Okay, beautiful. This is one of the things the Buddha went in search, of course, of that which was unaging. And so we can just see it in our meditation practice when we touch the timeless nature of things, or touch timelessness itself. And it's a realization, it's a felt and known experience. It's not thought about. Anybody else? Yes. Yes, so there seemed to be no certain point when something ended. Yes, go on. Yes. Okay, so she was taken by thoughts and thoughts about the ending. And with our thoughts about the ending, we can have all sorts of fantasies and ideas about how we would prefer to die and what a difficulty it is when somebody dies rather suddenly. And of course, this is the truth of things. This is what happens and sometimes. And so in this life, we do have to come to terms with those facts that death may come at any time, at any moment. So when you came back to the breath again, okay, I rang the bell too soon. Okay, all right. So sometimes when we just come back to the breath, we can release ourselves from becoming entangled in the thought processes. And it feels much more calm, much more steady. Yes. 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 Death and life is within me all the time, she said. Oh, that's the important bit. And it's okay. Beautiful. Yes. 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 We know life. We know death. Sorry? Yeah. Yes, yes. Beautiful. So death and life are in the breath. It can be seen and known just there. And it's okay. There's a kind of release in the seeing the truth of that. It's beautiful. Thank you. Yes. beautiful. So the knowing that there is no ending and no beginning. Yeah. This wheel of life. And yes, if we look at, we look in one way, we see beginnings and endings. Yet we have the capacity to see within ourselves that aspect of no beginning and no ending. When we say there's no birth and no death, we're speaking ultimately. We're looking from that perspective, if you like. Yet it's more than simply a perspective. It's a realization. It's a knowing. And when we know that there's no birth and no death, no beginning, no ending, it brings, just as you said, this incredible comfort and calm. Well seen. So please come back to that. Yes, of course, the body begins and ends, yet there is this knowing. No birth, no death, no beginning, no ending. Let's go on to the next instruction. This is the 16th instruction from the Anapanasati Sutta, and it is the key instruction in the Dharma. And it's breathing in, contemplating relinquishment or letting go, breathing out, contemplating relinquishment. Everybody understand the word relinquishment? Letting go. Cessation is the ending of something. And yes, we are instructed not to cling to the endings. Letting go is letting go of everything. Letting go of the beginnings. Letting go of the thought. Letting go of the sensation. Letting go of absolutely everything that you can imagine and think of. Okay. Thank you. So let's do it, please. Breathing in, contemplating relinquishment, the ending, or letting go, rather, letting go. Breathing out, contemplating relinquishment, or letting go. So a direct experience of letting go, please. Yes. Yes. Oh, so he said he had troubling thoughts in the back of his mind. And then what happened to the thought? A fuzziness and a calm, and the thoughts just fell out. Wonderful. So yes, this is how we let the thoughts be. So rather than grasping the thoughts and saying, these are my thoughts, they're here and they keep staying here and they don't go, there's, if you like, it's a kind of attitude to them. It's, we simply let them be. When we have non-grasping heart-mind, the thoughts just cease. They end. They end anyway. But often we don't notice that that's happening. So release from the thought world. Good news. Yes. He said he'll try not to cling to it. He said he shot through the ceiling. Okay, so it was an experience of lightness, of color, and lifting up and shooting through the ceiling, waving to us all down here. And then a sense of release. Wow, some people have interesting meditations in 3 minutes. So it comes with a wonderful charge of energy and release and lots of joy and beauty. And so sometimes we can have these experiences. Deb. Okay. She said she felt something rolling down her left arm. Yes, sand, water. Yes. Ah, so something came from an incredibly still place, rolled down the arm. The arm could not move to grasp it. Is that what you're saying? So there was literally an incapacity to grasp anything. Wonderful. So this is non-grasping. What was the feeling associated with it? Very still, incredibly still, she said, and very, very happy. Beautiful. So sometimes we can simply have these exquisite, sensitive experiences from a place of extraordinary stillness within. And, of course, from that comes natural happiness. Beautiful. Yes. 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 Okay, the body opening up, consciousness opening up, laughing at oneself. Ah, yes. Beautiful. Okay, so confidence in the Dharma is trust. So we feel this extraordinary trust or confidence in our own direct experience and understanding. Felt very free, you said. Yes, indeed. So we can just touch into that feeling of freedom just in a few minutes. It does take a sense of humor and lightness about oneself, though. Thank you. There was one at the back first. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. 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 Oh. Yes. Beautiful. So the recurring nightmare has been holding her daughter's hand through fear that she would fall. And it's come over and over again. And right now, you let go and she didn't fall. So this is letting go of the fear, letting go of being in charge, trusting. And sometimes we simply have to trust. So this is the letting go of the nightmare, letting go of the fear. Beautiful. So really rest into it and feel that sense of trust. Thank you. Yes.
I have this task.
Yes.
For after the course.
Yes.
All the fears and uncomfortableness.
Yes.
But then I could separate between the thoughts and the fears and the task.
Yes, something you have to do after the retreat. Beautiful. So it was letting go of any fear or anxiety in association with the task that is to be completed after the retreat. Yay! Fantastic. The end of anxiety, the end of stress. We can still do what we need to do, but without the add-on of the problematic stress, which is constructed with the mind, the fear about it, the thoughts about it.
The cessation was of the thoughts.
Yes.
The fears,
yes, of course. Yes, understand. So the cessation is the cessation of, or the ending, the relinquishment, it's the letting go of the fear. Wonderful.
Yes.
Finally, we get to you. Yes, she's... Yes. She said she felt heat from inside her body, burning from inside and sweating. Expansion and shrinking. Yes. Yes, she said she felt pain, but it was not problematic. Then her heartbeat, as if she were frightened. A strong heartbeat, fast, as that comes with fear. Mm-hmm. Okay, so contemplating that. What's being let go of? Ah, so you're just with it, with the racing heart, and it's okay because you're no longer fearful. Just with the sensations. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the racing heart is usually associated with fear. But in this case, she saw it simply as sensation. She just felt it without the add-on of this is fear and something terrible is going to happen and all the thoughts that we imagine. Yes, when we feel fear, we just come to the body, the bodily sensation. The sensation just arises and ends. So we're letting go of all the mental constructions that form the fear. Fear is put together with our beliefs, our ideas, our thoughts about the future. Excellent. Yes. Falling into the abyss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what? He said there's no ground. Ah, there still isn't any ground. So it's letting go into the abyss. This is really symbolic, isn't it? Sometimes we feel as if we're on the edge of the abyss and fear stops us from letting go into it. In this case, you were in it. So there's no ground anywhere. Say a little more about that. Ah, it's terrifying. Then what? Sometimes we have terror when we have the sense that the self will cease. Are you stuck in terror? There's a smile on your face. Okay. Yeah. So you still experience the fear or not? What's happened? What happened to the fear? You fell into the abyss. There was terror. Yes. Oh, is this a path of heart? Okay, good question. It's a great inquiry question. Is this a path of heart? Okay, and the response? Yes. Okay, try to find for me right now. So just close your eyes. Is this a path of heart? Is it a path of heart? He says it is, but there's a sense of the vacuous or nothing much there. Nowhere to cling. When there's no ground, there is nowhere to cling. Yes? True? Yes. Indeed. So this is to be explored. Please don't be put off by the fear. The fear is simply the letting go of the ordinary sense of self that we have. Then we discover that there's nowhere actually to cling. And this is great, okay? It is a path of heart. Just trust and explore for yourself. One small step further. On the last retreat, Muli gave a talk called 8 Steps Beyond Hope and Fear. So sometimes we just have to take the little step beyond the fear. Trust. You'll see. So we step beyond the fear. We see there's nowhere to grasp, actually. The Buddha said, have a mind like space where we cannot hook anything. Then reality opens out. Then we know letting go. Thank you. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 So you were concerned and worried about the hedgehog. Yes. Yes, please. And went away. Okay, so the fear that the dog would hurt the hedgehog was total projection. So you saying this was, you saw that you needed to let go of the fear itself. Yes. Okay, so sometimes the mind moves to a whole fantasy and projection and you're really caught up and worried and concerned rather naturally actually about the hedgehog, but the truth of the matter was totally different. And so sometimes the truth isn't what we imagine. So we need to learn to let go of the mind that projects, the mind that constructs the fear and adds it to the situation. Much of our anguish and despair and difficult emotions, of course, are formed by the mind. There are difficult situations in life that we find ourselves in that are just the natural situations of this life, but much of our suffering is from the mind. It's constructed, it's formed, it's put together. So this is our final instruction for the retreat. Please remember to let go or let be. When we approach life without clinging anywhere, with a heart and mind of non-grasping, we see that our fear ends. We see that we're not caught in time. We see that there's extraordinary beauty and freedom of heart. And in this way, we can learn to understand the Dharma and know freedom directly for ourselves. The teachings are to be realized through direct experience. So I wish you lots of joy. I wish you great understanding and realization as you hopefully take some of these instructions that we've had over the last few days and play with them a little, experiment with them a little, practice with patience and an intention to really see fully and understand how to live with extraordinary freedom.